All the news, all the weather at 5 o'clock. We'll get an update on Minnesota Frost. They played Ottawa today and got beat. Heather Rule join us at about 5:20. We'll talk Vikings. Timberwolves update, they had a matinee. By the way, a football game at the half in rainy Tampa. Bucks lead the Panthers 13-7, winner take all in that one in the NFC South. And big final weekend. Vikes pack playing out the string. Green Bay not expected to start really anybody. It'll be a lot of second stringers because they're locked into the seventh seed. Looks like J.J. McCarthy will play tomorrow at high noon. Big game in Canton, Ohio. The D3 championship tomorrow. It'll be the Stag Bowl. And UW River Falls takes on North Central of Illinois. Pat Coleman joins us from D3Football.com. Here we go, Pat. The title game at hand tomorrow night.
Here we go, indeed. It's been a great run for, you know, local fans and the folks at UW River Falls. I have seen so many River Falls people here in town over the course of the last 24 hours or so, and my understanding is that there are even more on the way, so looking forward to a fantastic championship game.
Yeah, it really is a great story in this UW River Falls in a very difficult league. And I visited with their coach the other night, sitting in for Henry Lake. And you think about that league, obviously the deepest in D3 football, the WIAC. And for them to win that league and then get on the run in the playoffs, I mean, week in and week out, there's a lot of good teams in the WIAC.
Yeah, there really are. You know, frankly, Steve, one of the things we think about at the beginning of the season is, anybody who's a contender to be the champion of the WIAC is also a contender to be, you know, here at this level at the national championship game. So we looked back at our preseason predictions the other day, and three of us had River Falls playing in the national semifinals, all on the strength of the fact that we thought they were going to be the best team in that league. And, you know, they've lived up to that, and so far just a little bit more.
Yeah. And by the way, a big award for their quarterback, Caleb Blaha. Congrats to him, and what a terrific year.
A great year for him, really a kind of a one of those maybe once-in-a-generation years. He's set records for total offense because he's, you know, a great passer, a great downfield passer, and he's also their leading rusher. Wins the Gagliardi Trophy, named after John Gagliardi, awarded by the J Club at St. John's. That is the Heisman Trophy equivalent. And, you know, they do this on offense with a bunch of Minnesota kids, right? Blake Rohrer, who's one of their top wide receivers, he's from Woodbury. You know, there's so many Minnesota kids. And, of course, Blaha played at Fridley High School. You know, they've got Steven Reifensberger, one of their top receivers, is from Hastings. They've got guys up front on the offensive line from Minnesota as well. You know, yeah, obviously River Falls is just across the border, right? They've always drawn a bunch of Minnesota kids, not just for sports, but in everything. And, you know, it's a great story that I'm glad that we've been able to kind of talk about this and chronicle this over the past several weeks on the air.
Yeah. Pat Coleman joining us, D3Football.com. John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. We've only got about a minute, but they face a very tall order in North Central of Illinois. They're the new power at Mount Union Whitewater. You think of all these schools that have dominated, but right now North Central of Illinois, they're the big guy on the block.
They are. They've won three of the last five titles. They're playing in the championship game for the sixth consecutive time. What they're going to have to watch out for is that front four. They've got a bunch of talented guys up front. And Caleb Blaha, they talk about, can he buy the one extra second with his mobility to then let somebody spring open and find a great pass downfield? That's going to be the key.
Yeah, and hopefully it's a good one tomorrow night. Pat, always appreciate your insight. Once again, River Falls against North Central, D3 championship game. Tomorrow night, and I know full coverage at D3Football.com.
That's right. Thanks, Steve. It's been great being on with you this season.
Yeah, there he is. Once again, Pat Coleman, a regular contributor here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We have all the news and weather coming up at 5. We'll talk Timberwolves, we'll talk Vikings, and so much more here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Weather-wise, quiet now, cloudy and 20 tomorrow. There is a chance of freezing rain and a wintry mix. Be aware of that.